quite know what it was. Didn't involve the teachers at all. And I think there was a year when I'd had some difficulty. I can't remember what it was now. And I actually got voted at the end of 1 year as the boy who'd made the most progress despite having setbacks, or something like that. Which, now I think about it, was quite amusing, but rather nice. Yeah, no problems really.
Would the medical profession have advised you that you shouldn't play rugby?
I certainly asked my GP about it, and he felt that I did have to be careful. I shouldn't, given the time that diabetics take to recover from injuries and cuts and grazes, etc., I shouldn't go looking for them. And certainly, if there were likely to be hypos, which were at school, which would affect my schoolwork, well, we certainly didn't want that. So I think his view was, use your own discretion. And he certainly didn't write me out any sort of note. But I remember mother wrote out a note explaining these things to the school or to the PE teacher. And I think it was discretion, really.
If you had to eat sandwiches rather than school dinners and couldn't stay behind for detentions and so on, did your diabetes in any way isolate you?
Well, as I didn't particularly like school dinners anyway, I was quite pleased to have sandwiches, have things I did like. As regards not staying behind, well, that was a bonus because about that time I started doing an evening paper round, so so that was rather good. But no, I mean, I didn't feel that I was isolated in any way, and I don't think anybody else did.
Coming on to the teens that were probably not called teens then, and we think of smoking, drinking, drugs, sex. Did you have teens in that sense?
Not the way they do today. I mean, it was a gradual development. One sort of started to question one mother's views about things, and why am I doing this, and why can't I do that, and so on, all the usual things. But I don't think that there were any things that were peculiar. I started to take more of an interest in sport, participate in sport, music in particular, I seem to remember. Obviously, I went out more and so on. There were no real problems in that I suddenly became a rebel or anything like that.
Smoking and drinking?
No, I've never smoked, and I had no desire to drink. When it was a question of going to a pub, and we're obviously talking about age 18 plus now, to be social, I think I drank something like a half a cider or something like that. I mean, nothing too drastic. I've never had any problems with smoking or drinking.